Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Through the Bible, where we're going from Genesis to Revelation in chronological order. So if you got your Bible and you pick up, we're going to pick up today with Proverbs chapter 4 and Exodus 38. And so it's a phenomenal story. Exodus is a great book. It's not something that, you know, hey, I got some time. I'd like to read my Bible. When I'm doing that, I always run to Proverbs every time. Now, I've been doing this for 40 years. Because you got any spare time? I was sitting waiting at the airport the other day. What are you doing? I'm going to read Proverbs. Well, how many times you read it? Several hundred. But every time you read it, something new will pop out. And you'll say to yourself, I say it every time, have I ever read that? I don't think I've ever read that. It's revelation, not information. So today we're picking up Proverbs chapter 4, and Proverbs is good. You ought to read a proverb a day. It's the greatest thing you'll ever do. So Proverbs chapter 4 says this. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, my children, listen to me. Obey your father's instruction. Pay attention and grow wise, for I'm giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my teaching, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved by my mother as an only child. My father told me, take my words to heart, follow the instructions, and you will live. Learn to be wise, develop good judgment. Don't forget, don't turn away from my words. Don't turn your back on wisdom. She will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And whatever else you do, get good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will exalt you. If you embrace her, she will honor you. Well, she's going to exalt me and honor me. What's going to exalt and honor me? Wisdom. How do you get it? You need to ask God. If you want to be wise, walk with wise men, for a companion of fools will be destroyed. So don't have idiots for friends. Have wise people that are smarter than you. Ask God. She will place a lovely wreath on your head. She will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say. You have a long, good life. I like all my kids, my grandkids, all the spouses that married in my family. I want all of you to have a long, good life. What's the opposite? A short, bad life. I don't want a short, bad life. I want a long, good life. God promises a long, good life. Well, so grab that. Well, that's good. My child, listen to me. Do as I say. You have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom. I will teach you wisdom's ways, and they will lead you on straight paths. If you have a life guarded by wisdom, guided by wisdom, you won't go limp. You won't stumble when you run. Carry out my instructions. Don't forsake them. Guard them. They will lead you to a fulfilled life. You know, my kids get older every day. I think my oldest daughter is 45, very successful at what she does. She loves what she does. But I love this term here. What do you want for your kids? I want them to live a fulfilled life. You know, at the end of my life, how long I live, and I think I'm going to live a long time, I'm going to look back down and say, you know, that was a good, fulfilled life. Were you perfect? No, there are no perfect people. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day to get back up. Well, not the perfect people, they're getting back up people. But I want to live a long, fulfilled life. That's what I want. Do not do as the wicked do or follow the paths of evildoers. Avoid their haunts. Turn away. Go somewhere else, where evil people cannot sleep until they have done evil deed for the day. They cannot rest unless they have caused somebody else to stumble. They eat wickedness. They drink violence. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines even brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is complete darkness. Those who have no idea of what they're stumbling over. Pay attention, my child, to what I say. Listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my sayings. Let them penetrate deeper than your heart, for they bring life and radiant health to anybody who discovers their meaning. Above all, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. And that's one of the most powerful scriptures in Proverbs. Above all, guard your heart. Watch what you feed on. Watch what you watch, what you listen to, what you sing, what you hum, what you meditate on. The Bible says, meditate on my word day and night. Then you will prosper and have good success. Don't feed on stupid. Don't sing stupid. Don't listen to stupid. Woo! Avoid all perverse talk. Stay far from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and stick to the path. Stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. What's the devil trying to do? Mislead everybody. It's always what he's been trying to do. So, Exodus 38. Great, great passage. Exodus 38, verse 1. The altar for burning animal sacrifice also was constructed of acacia wood. 7.5 feet square at the top, 4.5 feet high. There were horns at each of the four corners, all of one piece with the rest. The altar was overlaid with bronze, then made with bronze utensils to be used with the altar. The ash buckets, the shovels, the basins, meat hooks, and the fire pans. Next, make a bronze grating that rests on the ledge halfway down into the firebox. Four rings cast for each side, getting its support in the carrying poles. The carrying poles themselves will be made of acacia wood overlaid with bronze. These poles are used to the rings inside the altar. The altar was hollow and made of from planks. The bronze wash basin and its bronze pedestal were cast from bronze mirrors dominated by the women who served in the entrance of the tabernacle. They were constructed in the courtyard. The south wall was 150 feet long, consisting of curtains made of fine linen. There were 20 poles, each with its own bronze base. There were silver hooks and rods to hold up the curtains. The north wall was 150 feet long, with 20 bronze bases with silver hooks and rods. The western was 75 feet wide. Walls made from curtains, supported by 10 poles, the base with silver hooks and rods. The east end was also 75 feet wide. The courtyard entrance was on the east side, flanked by two curtains. The curtain on the right side was 22.5 feet long, was supported by the three poles, sitting in three bases. The curtain on the left side was also 22.5 feet long, was supported by three poles, three bases. The curtains were used in the courtyard. The walls were made of fine linen. Each post, now you see how detailed this is? Each post, bronze base. All the hooks and rods were silver. Top of the posts were overlaid with silver. The rods to hold the curtains up were solid silver. So the inside was all gold. The outside's all silver. The curtain that covered the entrance of the courtyard was made of fine linen cloth embroidered with blue, purple, scarlet yarn, 30 feet long, 7.5 feet high. And the curtains, just like the courtyard walls, it was supported by four posts set into bronze bases. The tops of the posts were overlaid with silver, and hooks were made of solid silver. All the tent pegs used in the tabernacle and courtyard were made from bronze. Here's an inventory of the materials used in building the tabernacle of the covenant. Moses directed the Levites to compile the figures. The son of Aaron served as a recorder. His grandson, the tribe of Judah, was in charge of the whole project, just as the Lord commanded. He was assisted by the son of Asher, the tribe of Dan, craftsman, expert, engraving, designing, embroidering, purple, blue linen, fine cloth. Verse 24, the people brought gifts of gold totaling 2,200 pounds, all of which was used throughout the tabernacle. So they brought 2,200 pounds of gold. Where'd they get this? Well, when they left Egypt, people loaded them down. They just want to get rid of them. Man, we got to get rid of them. Load them up. Just get them out of here. The amount of silver that was given was 7,545 pounds of silver. Woo! And it came from the tax of 1/5 ounce of silver collected from each of those who registered the census. This included all the men who were 20 years of old, age and older. 603,550 in all. 100 bases and for the frame, sanctuary walls, the post of support, the curtains required 7,500 pounds of silver, about 7.5 pounds for each base. You're not going to pick this up and run real fast. This is a heavy place. It was a heavy place. The people also brought 5,310 pounds of bronze, which was used to cast in the bronze base for the post of the entrance of the tabernacle. And for the bronze altar was bronze grating and the altar utensils. Bronze was used to make on the basis of the posts that supported the curtains around the courtyard. the basis for the courtyard and the entrance to the courtyard and all the tent pegs, all the curtains in one place. So what I've done is just given you this incredible detail how this thing's laid out. God knew exactly what he wanted. He knew exactly how he wanted it done. God is a very detail-oriented God. And so when every time I read this and when I taught that 10 years in private school, had 171 days a year that we would teach. So I had this class called Biblical Worldview. And so I got 171 school days. So every day for 30 minutes, I would teach. And so what I tried to do, I tried to go from Genesis to Revelation. So I started out the school year. So I got 171 days, 30 minutes each day. And I'm trying to do the overview. So I went through Genesis, Leviticus, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. What you're trying to do is lay out the entire Bible. And what I tell people say, what'd you learn in the Bible? I went to two very good schools, got a degree in theology from a very good school. But I learned the Bible teaching high school kids out of a children's Bible storybook by Ruth Eggemeyer, great book, still in bookstores all over America. And so I would read my Bible. I'd read the story of Ruth Eggemeyer, and that's how I taught the Bible. But I went from Genesis to Revelation 10 times in 10 years. And so if you go through the Bible 10 times in 10 years, you just get the big picture. God's good. Devil's bad. People are dumb. They're just ignorant. And so the Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. God loves us. He knows we're not perfect. He knows we mess up. He knows we got to run boldly to the throne of grace to repent every day, get mercy and help because we need it. We need mercy and we need help. Well, the Bible says we can run boldly to God and get that. So God's a good God. He's redeeming and forgiving. So guys, appreciate you tuning in. It's a great, great lesson. Just try not to overdo you. Try to keep it around to 15, 20 minutes every day that we teach. But it's just enough to let you know God knows your name. He knows how many hairs on your head. He knows what he's got you called to do. He's going to order your steps and direct your paths. You are not alone. You've never been alone. There's so many angels around you right now. The Bible says you cannot count them. They're innumerable. I love that. So have yourself a blessed day and be encouraged. God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.